Whew. Okay, welcome back to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. I am your host, Garage Boy. Yes, I'm aware that I forgot to release last week's episode, so I gotta edit that and then put it out there. It kind of slipped my mind. So that's why I've been feeling a little off, because I realized I didn't put out that episode. But it will be posted shortly along with this one. Anyway, what has happened lately in my life? Just a quick update. I might be moving up at my job, which is pretty cool. There's a possibility. But if it doesn't happen, that's fine as well. I like where I'm at. But I would like to be able to challenge myself in a different area. So we'll see what happens next week. And I'm nervous for the change if it happens, but it's in a good way. That's what I'm trying to tell myself. It's scary as hell. Change is always scary, but I moved across the country to be with my future wife, and I should be able to conquer this as well. It's just a change of position at my job, possibly. Fingers crossed. So yeah, that's what's been happening lately. Also, I wanted to address to some of my family and friends who do listen to this. If you ask for a plus one, you're most likely not going to get it, because it's already a tight list as it is. And no, you can't have any substitutes. Like, so if I can't go, this person can go, right? Nah, it doesn't work like that. If you don't RSVP on time, or if you try to swindle somebody in there last minute, nah, it ain't happening. So if you can't make it just because, like, you can't bring a plus one, then that's cool. I respect it. Yeah. That's just something that's been on my chest, because people have been trying to swindle their way into this wedding, and I don't like that. Anyway, what did I do last weekend? I saw Mission Impossible 7, Dead Reckoning, and I also saw Sound of Freedom the weekend prior. Sound of Freedom is a heavy movie. The first hour it'll make you mad. That's all I can say. I mean, I posted a review about it on TikTok, if you want to check that out, at GarageBoy_G. That's at GarageBoy_G on TikTok, which I'm not on right now because I'm taking a little bit of a social media break just to cleanse my mind so I can be more focused. And I've been doing a lot of the same things, which were the salt water with lemon, cold showers, and then turning on all the lights immediately as soon as I wake up, so I can somewhat replicate actual sunlight. And it's been working, but I do need to get more sleep because I have massive eye bags and I can even feel the exhaustion. So I need to figure out a way to gain more sleep, or just catch up from my sleep deprivation. And yeah, other than that, things have been going pretty swell. Oh yeah, Mission Impossible 7, Dead Reckoning. Tom Cruise, he's a different breed of man. Say what you want about him, this dude puts 100% effort into his filmmaking. I can't praise him enough. Just go see that movie. He's one of the last, or he is the last action star remaining. And dude is 61 years old, and he's jumping off dirt bikes, planes. He's just crazy. He's fighting on top of trains. I saw the behind the scenes on YouTube. The majority of this movie is real. It's barely like CGI. So yeah, definitely check that out. It's an adventure. And no, you don't really have to see the previous six. It's more of a standalone, but there are characters from the first Mission Impossible movie that are in the movie. Well, just one. So I recommend you watch that movie. It's quite amazing. And another thing that dawned upon me, I was listening to the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast, and the topic of masturbation came about. And Hassan and Kramer were both saying that men really can't control their urges. They can. It just takes a lot of discipline. And I'm not trying to like sound like a prude or goody two-shoes, but there was a time in my life where I really wanted to test my limits and fight all the urges that I had. And I was able to not masturbate until like 6 months, which is wild, because even after the first 7 days, I felt this energy that I've never felt before. And I just wanted to use that on something, whether it was working out or putting it into a different hobby. And you might be rolling your eyes while I'm talking about this, but it's true. I was able to be more focused on certain things, because once I broke that habit of like masturbation and being addicted to porn, it actually gave me more time, and it helped me develop better hobbies and more focus on other things. During that time, I was able to read like 10 books in the span of 4 months. And I was very proud of myself, because I never thought I could read on my own without it being an assignment. Just reading from my own curiosity. And I'm really proud of myself during that time. That just means I have to get back on that wagon. Because I really like pushing myself. And it might be psychotic, because I even remember when I used to like pop pills, do ecstasy, Molly. I would see if I can overcome it. Like, I would challenge my brain to go against the drug to see if I can handle it and try to overcome it to create a sober mindset. Sounds weird. Like, why even do the drug if that's you're trying to, like, why even try to do the drug when you're not even trying to do it, enjoy it? I don't know. I was crazy like that. I wanted to see if I can beat it. Never said that out loud, but feels nice, because I don't do that stuff anymore. It's exhausting, and I don't know, it's detrimental to your health, especially your brain, so I don't recommend it. Not gonna lie, it was fun, but I don't recommend it in the long run. It really can mess with your brain, so don't do it. I am really a psychopath when it came to that. I would really challenge myself after I would take a drug and see if I can beat it with my own mind. Has anyone ever tried that? I don't think anyone has, but it's weird. Like, who who does that? Who wants to try to become sober while you're taking a drug just to see if you can beat it? I might be the only one. Like, see if I can hold it together as long as I can. Not let the drug overtake me. And it's not a good thing that I'm talking about drug use, but I'm just sharing an experience of something that I don't do anymore. But yeah, I've always been crazy like that. That's why I like taking cold showers in the morning. Because it's like suffering that I know I can get through, even though I don't want to do it. I'll turn on the shower in the morning. I'll put my leg on the side of the tub. Well, not my leg. I'll put my foot on the side of the tub. Nuts hanging. Watching the water run. Thinking like, damn, this is gonna suck. But then I do it because I'm going against my own mind. And my mind's telling me like, you can't do it, pussy. You're not gonna do it. And then I do it. Like, that's the self-talk that I have. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I do that at the gym too. I look at myself in the mirror as I'm lifting, and I'll be saying in my own mind, like, you can't do this. You're not gonna do it. And then I go against it. It's something that I love doing. I don't like being told that I can't do something. Especially coming from myself. It's that the Mamba mentality or David Goggins in the back of my mind saying like, who's gonna do it? Like, are you gonna quit today? You better not. That's also why I welcome the challenge of getting the position that I want at work, because it's something new, it's fresh, and I want the challenge. I'm scared, but I'm willing to go through the punches and learn everything. I'm scared because I might not have the same chemistry as I did with the department that I'm in right now. But it's work. And you don't have to be friends, you just have to be respectful. That's it. Anyway, I wanted to get into the two songs of the week. This one just crept up upon me when I was working out, I think last Wednesday or Thursday. Or it might have been Tuesday. It was probably Tuesday. No! I keep doing this. It was Monday. I keep getting my days mixed up. That proves I need more sleep. But it was Monday, and Ashanti came on. And if you don't know who Ashanti is, she's like a 2000s R&B artist. She was one of the more popular ones. And the song Happy came on with that little flute. I'll play a clip of it in a little bit. But there's a beautiful flute in the song, and it gets me going. It's like listening to Ron Burgundy play the flute for the first time. Even though that movie came out after the song, I think about 8 years. But anyway, this is Ashanti, Happy.
I've been searching for you. So glad that I found you, boy. I've been feeling for you.
That was Happy by Ashanti. And that's what I need to be right now. I'm not happy. No, I'm happy. I'm chilling. It's a beautiful day in Maryland. It's sunny. It's sticky. It's gross. But the sky is clear. And I'm going to enjoy the day. And speaking of sunny days, this next song is perfect for a sunny day. It's called Till I Die. It's by the Space Rangers, and it's the Cody Ko remix. And I've never heard of the Space Rangers, but I have heard of Cody Ko. He's one of like the consistent YouTubers that I watch for entertainment. And they sample 36 Mafia's I Gotta Stay Fly Till I Die. And then it just puts a like a summer vibe type beat in the back, and it's like a housey EDM type of song, and it just makes me feel good. I heard it yesterday, and I will be playing it more often, especially during the summertime on sunny days. On the sunny days. So yeah, here's a clip of Till I Die. That was Space Rangers Till I Die, the Cody Ko remix. Yeah. Oh, before I close, we're about to do the Barbenheimer double feature, which is Barbie and Oppenheimer. We're doing that tomorrow. We're seeing Barbie at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow, and then we're going to see Oppenheimer at 6:45 tomorrow night. And I'm excited. I'm excited for both these movies. I mean, Barbie is not really my demographic. It's more so for my fiance. But I'm ready to be hit with the deep intellectual messages in Barbie. And I'm ready for the joyful comedic timing of Oppenheimer. So yeah, we're gonna see that tomorrow. I'll let you know how I feel about it. I might even drop a review for both. One last thing. I went to a different gym today. I went to the Merit Clubs in Canton because they have a basketball court. And man, my jump shot is not good anymore. So I might need to lay off that. Or just practice more. But then Canton's like 20 minutes away. The Merit Clubs in Towson's like 5 to 10 minutes. So won't be back there for a little bit. Canton will have to be on a different day. Because it's too far. And I don't really like driving out to the city. I just felt spontaneous today. But anyway, thank you for listening if you made it this far. Thank you for listening to the previous episode that I'm going to post with this one. It's a double feature, just like Barbie and Oppenheimer. All right. Thank you, guys. Have an amazing weekend. Stay hydrated. Eat your vegetables, take your vitamins, and shave your pubes. Have a good weekend, guys.